Father, we want to thank you for ministering your peace to us tonight. Thank you for ministering your sweet peace tonight. It's just so good, Father, to be in your presence. It's so good to be where the Spirit of God is moving, where he's real. It's so good to have times like this when we just might have sweet fellowship with you, one with another in the Spirit. We thank you tonight, Father, for ministering to us in this sweet and tender way. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you. Yes. Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Glory to you in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Father, you ought to put some of that on everybody else who's here. They think I'm nuts. Lord, you take that same joy, Spirit, and you just begin, Father, just to pour it out right now, Lord. Just pour it out on your children. Just fill them with your joy, Lord, until it overflows. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you for your joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Father, for your joy and for your peace, we just give you thanks in Jesus' precious and blessed name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't want anybody to think that I'm a little daffy, but I wouldn't trade that kind of joy that springs up from down here on the inside, for all of the gold, all of the silver that's in this whole world. Hallelujah. I don't want anybody to think I'm daffy, but if it meant giving up the joy of the Lord so that nobody would think I was daffy, then I'd rather be considered daffy. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, it really is like a bubbling up, isn't it? It really and truly is like a bubbling up on the inside. When you just begin to thank the Lord and just praise Him and just love on Him and just begin to rejoice in the Lord. As the Spirit is leading you, it really is a bubbling up on the inside of you. Now, you can stop that. You can quench it. You can stop it and not allow it to escape. But the Scripture says, quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Holy Spirit. Allow that joy to escape your lips. Allow it to come out. Allow it to express itself. God is pleased with our worship and with the expression of our joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At times like this, I wish I had a magic wand. I say, I got something better, I got the Holy Ghost, but you'll understand what I mean. I just like to go up and down the aisles, and I just like to touch everybody, and then I'd like to go down Berea Road, and I'd like to knock on every door, and I'd just like to touch every person, and just to spread that joy, the joy unspeakable that Paul was talking about, and full of glory. That's the kind of joy that there is in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I spent so many years the other way, not knowing what people were talking about. And boy, now I found it. I'm not going to let it get away from me. There's no way. Well, I want us to read tonight out of the second chapter of the book of Luke, the very familiar Christmas story. If you have your Bibles, you'll want to turn to it, because there's some verses that I think we'll want to read in unison. We'll go back over them. I'm just going to read through the story, and children, listen carefully. This is the story of the birth of the Christ child. This is the story out of the Gospel of Luke of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. You know, it strikes me that as the Lord's been ministering here tonight, He's been ministering unto me at least, and I believe to all of us, two things: His peace and His joy. That's what I've sensed as we've been worshiping tonight, is the peace of God and His joy. And isn't it interesting that that should be the announcement of the angel when he came? And the angel came to the shepherds in verse 10, and he said unto them, "Fear not, don't be afraid. You've got nothing whatever any longer to be afraid of, because I've got good news for you. All of the things that have bound you in the past, all of your fears, all of your frustrations, all of your agonizing, all of that is gone. Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy. The Jesus child is born. The Christ child is born. The one who has come to save the people from their sins. Rejoice! Be exceeding glad. Fear not any longer. Receive the joy of God, for the Messiah, the Savior, hallelujah, has been born." And then in the 14th verse, I love this verse. Let's just read this verse aloud. "This is the heavenly host now, with the angels, a host in the heavens, a host of spiritual beings." If you've ever read that verse and not known what it is, it's a host. A host is a whole lot, okay? The heavenly host in the heavens, the angelic spirits, the host of heaven in the heavens, praising God and saying, let's read it together, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The announcement was glory to God, because Jesus Christ is born, there is now peace on earth from God toward men. Amen. Amen. Because of Jesus Christ, God is no longer at war with the earth. He's no longer at odds with men who've been created in His image. Because of the coming of Jesus Christ, there is peace on the earth toward men from God. And Paul, 50-some years later, wrote, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God." Because of something we did? No. But because of something He did. That's why the angels were singing that night, "Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Peace is available on the earth. Peace from God toward men." Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but that does something for me. That just blesses me. That because of the grace and the love and the tenderness of God and of His concern for us. You remember Jesus said that when He was talking about the good shepherd, He said if a shepherd had 100 sheep and he had the 99 in the fold, and there was just one that was lost, that he would leave the 99 that were safe and he would go seek that one that was lost and seek until he found him and bring him back. Do you know what God did on Christmas night 2,000 years ago? He went seeking the lost sheep. Jesus Christ said, "I came to seek and to save that which was lost." He said, "I came to seek you. I came to look for you. I came to hunt you in the brambles and the briars and the thorns of life." He said, "I came to hunt you out in the honky-tonks and the dives of this world." He said, "I came to hunt you out from the misery and the wretchedness that you found yourself in. I came to seek you out of that and to save you." Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill towards men. Because of God's goodness, because of His grace, not because of anything He saw in the world of His day, or anything He sees in the world of today, except His own love manifested in the person of Jesus Christ in the world today. It is good news. It's great news. I can see why the heavenly host would be so excited. Hallelujah. After all that time, After all that time, I can see why they would sing, "Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah to God," they said. "There's peace," hallelujah, "on the earth. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people." Everybody. God is no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of persons. What he's done for another, he'll do for you. He wants to minister his peace and his joy and his love and his salvation to whomsoever will. There isn't anybody left out. But you must come. You must come the way everybody else did. And that is as a little child, humbly bowing before the Lord, receiving that great benefit, that which he's done for us. And the message that ought to be on your lips is the same one that's on my lips tonight. That's the message that we ought to have on our lips every minute of every day. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah to God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Why? Why? Because there's peace available on the earth. There's freedom from bondage of every type. There's peace and joy in the earth towards men because of God's providence, because of his grace. Now that is shouting news. That is shouting news. And do you know what the angels are doing today? They're still shouting. I tell you, they've been shouting ever since Christmas 2,000 years ago. They're around the throne of God tonight shouting, "Thou art worthy, O God. Thou art worthy, O God. Thou art worthy, O God. Worthy is the Lamb of God." They're shouting around his throne. And do you know how long they're going to do it? Forever and forever and forever. It's good news. Hallelujah. It's good news. I bring you great news. Great joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us read verse 10, 11, and let's just read 10 through 14. I want everybody to read it aloud, all right? Starting at verse 10, we're going to read down through verse 14. Everybody read it together. "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Hallelujah. My sentiments exactly. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, my heart is just full of praise for God tonight. And I don't really know how to express it quite fully and adequately, but sure the Lord will show me how to do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a special night. And, you know, it's rare for the eve of Christmas to fall on a Sunday evening like this. It is a special night, according to the Word of God. There will likely never be a night quite like this, quite like the night on which Christ was born. And truly, it was a holy night, a special holy night, unlike any other before or since. Look what's happening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you see it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't it precious how our Lord would use very simple truths to express physical things, to express very deep and important spiritual truths? "Ye are," he said, "the light of the world." Glory to God in the highest. The light has come into the world. The people have seen a great light. the light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Would you please stand where you are? I'm going to ask as we close the service that we just worship the Lord as we sing that carol that is so familiar to us. Silent night, holy night. Is there that where we are, there is no darkness, that where we are, the darkness is gone, and that where your gospel goes, the darkness jumps away. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, and we'll let our light shine. That light of Jesus. We're going to let it shine all over everywhere we go. Hallelujah. That men might see your light and give glory unto our Heavenly Father, whom we love with all of our heart, with all of our mind and soul and strength. Thank you for what you've ministered to us through the Lord Jesus. Then tonight, through this candlelight service, we praise you and bless you for it, Father. In Jesus' lovely name. Hallelujah. Oh.